Kitchens offer number one return on investment, and that's what Mike in Idaho is doing. How can we help?
Hey, I have a good question for you, I think. I have an old kitchen with a Formica countertop on it. Do I actually have to pull that all off, or can I go right over the top of that?
What are you putting on top of it?
That's a good question. Can I put more Formica on it, or could I put the tile on it?
Well, you could go right on top of it with another layer of Formica or laminate. I've done that myself. Last time I did it, I sanded the old stuff, so it roughed it up a bit. Then I used the solvent-based contact cement, not the latex-based. And it worked fine. It's lasted to this day. It's in a condo that I own that we rent out. If you're going to put tile, I don't see why you couldn't put the tile on top of it, because I know the glue's going to stick to that.
Yeah, as long as you've got an even level surface, you can go for it.
Okay, if I put tile on that, what's the procedure on that then? Still go ahead and sand that and just put the mud down and the tile on top?
Oh, yeah. I would definitely scuff it up just so you give better adhesion, because if the surface is very smooth and slick, it might stick, but it could cause some shifting and movement if things don't really adhere. So give it some scratches and scuffs to get it a place to stick to.
Fantastic.
All right. Enjoy that new countertop.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.